preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks.
I can plow a field all day long. I can catch.
Thanks for taking some time out this evening to listen to our Trump Phenomenon show. I'm James Kelso, your host, and honored to be so for the next 60 minutes here on October 24th, 2019. We'll be on for 60 minutes. And if you have had any doubts, you'll realize this show is live as you listen to my ineptitude. And the great calls that you folks give in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 with your insights and wisdom. You are among the wisest, the best educated audience in all of the Patriot realm, as Mike Rivero so eloquently and astutely observes in the promo piece that you hear sometimes on this network. And of course, you want to support the network. If you like the shows and you don't want us to choke to death and run out of money, send some in. There is no magical money tree that RBN or any other Patriot activity has access to. You are the lifeblood. And so make it flow. Send a little something and do it often. As the Democrats say, I'm saying this only ironically, as the Democrats say about voting, vote early and vote often. We don't do that, do we? But you do contribute often, contribute early and contribute often to RBN. And I know it sounds like, oh my gosh, is it a perpetual, is everybody always needing funding? Yes, yes. Have you ever been part of any Patriot activity that was where they said, you know what, we've got too much money this month and we'll just don't want to do any fundraising? No, it doesn't work that way. So it has to be, you have to send in some help. You are, it doesn't exist. It doesn't happen without you. In fact, you might be rarer than blabbermouths like me, maybe easier to find than contributors like you. You are really valuable. And some of you, and you know who you are, you actually have the wherewithal to be really, really valuable. So consider doing that. You'll get some big thank yous back to you if you contribute in some big way. Well, what the heck, you know, make a big giant contribution and I'll turn the microphone over to you. You can talk all you want on my show. I'll get a confirmation from John Stadtmiller, the founder genius of the show. He brings genius and he brings courage to found a network, but unfortunately he didn't bring money. So that's what you have to do. Somebody has to have some money out there, and some of you are fit that description. So send some in. And I'm not kidding. I will put you on the air. I'll make an offer right now. First person to contribute $5,000, I'll give you a whole show. I'll just introduce you and then close out the show. How about that? $5,000. There you go. $10,000. I'll retire and you can have my show. How do you like that? I'm just kidding, of course, but only partly kidding. I really would love to. And you're welcome to come on the air and brag. You know, if you want to get on the show, call and say, hey, I just contributed $100, Kelso. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. I'll put you on the air, and you can pat yourself on the back on the air. Let's get to the Trump phenomenon. The first place I always start is with the man himself, the greatest president, the greatest leader, I think let me. What's that line in Shakespeare? How do I love you? Let me count the ways. It's not Shakespeare, is it? What poem am I thinking of here? Let me count the ways. Well, who is the greatest speaker in American history? I studied that once when I was a younger man. I studied people like James G. Blaine and William Jennings Bryan and others who were, you know, reputed to be spellbinding orators that could captivate an audience for hours. Well, I'll tell you what, Donald Trump is by far the greatest speaker I've ever heard or heard about. So he's the greatest there. He's an incredible, the gutsiest president. Trump, again. I can just go down the list of creative, funny. How about that? He's the funniest president we've ever had. And nobody else is even close. Think of some of these doer-faced, prune-faced losers that we've had as president. Were they funny? Did George W. Bush ever crack a funny joke? No. Let's go to the president himself. Now, I think, actually, I was just reading up here on the president's Twitter account, and today is a day. I'm going to keep hitting refresh here. The president, I think the president must be doing something incredibly important because he's not tweeting that much as far as I can see. I don't see a whole lot of tweeting happening. So something else is going on. It must be pretty darned important to take him away from tweeting. Let me just see if I'm missing something here. I don't think I am. But let's go through some of these tweets of the president. And let me make sure I've got it all straight here. Now we're looking forward to just a looking over the horizon here. Of course, we're looking forward to the demon rat debate, the next installment of the great demon rat dumpster fire debate series. It's November, is it 20th? And I'll look that up in just a moment. Maybe they filled in some details. Who's going to qualify for this debate? We don't know. But whoever is on the list is going to be a hoot. So we're looking forward much to that. Donald Trump has already started campaigning in earnest. He is doing gigantic rallies, and there's a list of rallies. Let me see if that list has grown since we last looked at it. For your edification, if you want to look at where Donald Trump is going to be, just go to donaldjtrump.com/events, as I just did. And Tupelo, Mississippi, you lucky dogs down there in Tupelo, Friday, November 1st, the president's going to be your way. 7 p.m. Be there or be square. Lucky folks in Lexington, Kentucky. I've never been to Tupelo, but I've been to Lexington. November 4th, 7 p.m. And that's Eastern time. Those are the two rallies that I see. Just those two rallies listed. Then there are other events, leadership training and so on, which I believe would not include Donald Trump, but that's happening all over the country, too numerous to mention, a cast of thousands. So go there, scroll down yourself. There are things in Florida, things in Virginia, things in New Hampshire, all over the country, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, Nevada, Georgia. Go to donaldjtrump.com/events to see what you can participate in as a member. And I hereby dub all of you hearing the sound of my voice, I dub you Trump Movement member. It's the line that's used on Alex Jones radio, where he says, if you're hearing this transmission, you are the resistance. Well, that's correct. And so if you're hearing my voice right now, you are a member of the Trump Movement founded by Donald J. Trump. And may it be led by him. He's seven. How old is he now? I can't believe. I'm 71. Is Donald Trump 72 or 73? Let's look him up real quickly. I can't believe I keep forgetting this. I should have this burn. I should have this tattooed on my arm. And of course, now, you know, the demon rats opposing him, they're all in their 70s, including Elizabeth Warren. So this whole thing about Donald Trump's too old, that went down the dumpster fire. Donald Trump is, as we speak, 73 years young, born June 14th, 1946. I should be able to remember that. I'm June 8th, 1948. He is 73 years old, born in Queens, New York. We don't know how much he weighed at birth. And the, so I think Elizabeth Warren is 70. How old is Joe Biden? I forgot. Let's look him up. But this is really a fascinating question right now, is what are the demon rats? I mean, everything they're doing is such a, it is so bizarre. Who are they going to nominate as their candidate? Let's look up Joe Biden. How old is he? Do you know? As we sit here, Joe Biden is 76 years old. Holy mackerel. Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., born in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Apparently he left there when he was 10 years old, so he's not really a Pennsylvanian. He moved to Delaware. And among his children, the most famous, Hunter Biden. May his name live in eternity. If Biden, that may finish his campaign off, but he's 76 years old. And then let's look up Pocahontas, I think, is 70. And then how old is Bernie? I've forgotten. Let's see how old Bernie is. I think he's one of the older ones here. Bernie Sanders, stand up if you can. Stand up straight, Bernie. You're hunched over there. You're looking mighty old. Let's see where Bernie is. Oh, Wikipedia doesn't list Bernie Sanders. Well, what's wrong with that? Is it Bernard? What's wrong with this? Bernard, maybe? No, that's not his name. Huh. So I'll just look up Senator Sanders. What's going on here? Well, all right, I don't have his age. So somebody call in with Bernie's age, but it's up there, 78 something. He's up there. Is he 80? Try again here. Here's Bernie Sanders. Here it is. Come on, article, appear. There he is. All right. He is 78 years old, born in Brooklyn in 1941, a couple months before the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. Which event was worse, Pearl Harbor or the birth of Bernie Sanders? We'll have to go with Pearl Harbor, but Bernie Sanders is a catastrophe. And he's an embarrassment to the Democrat Party. They don't have a good candidate. The prospect of Hillary, how old is Hillary now? But you see, what is this, the party of youth? The party of the millennials? It's not what it's looking like here. It's looking like a bunch of oldsters. And none of them is healthy or as vigorous as Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton, how old is she? Let's look. Hillary Rodham Clinton. She is 71 years old, born in Chicago in 1947. Hillary Diane Rodham. Hugh Rodham is her father. So she lives in Chappaqua, New York at this time. Net worth, $45 million. Wait a minute. She's never had a job that paid any money. How is she worth $45 million? And, of course, I think if you add in her foundation, of course, she's worth a hell of a lot more than that. How do these demon rat politicians all become mega millionaires? Interesting. Of course, we all know the answer. All right, let's go back to the president and his Twitter account, and also go back to the latest Breitbart. Okay, the lead story is on Breitbart. Here's one. Rand Paul, is quid pro quo the status quo? And then here's what Rand Paul, you know, it's one of the things that's refreshing about the Pauls, Ron and Rand, is they're smart and they have common sense and they're honest and they have guts. Four traits we find also in Donald John Trump. So here's what, and it's not funny, is it? Birds of a feather flock together. Great minds think alike. Well, it's not a coincidence that Rand Paul is more and more a big, big admirer of Donald Trump and vice versa. Here's what Rand Paul contributes today. Isn't all foreign aid supposed to be quid pro quo? This, by the way, this is an article today by Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky. Isn't it all foreign aid supposed to be quid pro quo? Isn't that what it's supposed to be? This is the impeachment charge against Donald Trump. He did a quid pro quo. Oh my gosh, he did a quid pro quo. Are you kidding? Did he lick a lollipop? Did he blow a bubble with his bubble gum? Did he sip his lemonade with a straw? Oh my God, impeach him. He did a quid pro quo. That sounds pretty nasty. You know, they're figuring there must be enough people dumb enough to think quid pro quo means something, something profoundly criminal. This for that. What Latin? We give you this aid, writes Rand Paul, on the expectation that you will not steal any of it for personal use, that you will spend it as we instruct. It's our money. I added that. And on the understanding that if you don't spend the money as we command, you won't get any more next year. Damn right, Rand Paul. That's exactly what foreign aid is. And that's how even the demon rats view it that way when they're, you know, it privately in their secret skiff closet, classified information room. But if Republicans do it, whoa, impeach them. Overturn the Constitution. Destroy the Republic. Nullify the votes of the Americans who elected our president. Then Rand writes, Democrats want people to be alarmed by a Latin phrase, but really, making foreign aid contingent on behavior is actually the defining reason that countries supposedly give aid to influence the behavior of the receiving country. For example, for our military aid, we demand that it be spent buying from the American military industrial complex. Foreign countries are legally bound to use the money we give them to buy armaments from American manufacturers. Likewise, we often demand government reforms and an end to corruption. Sometimes we have demanded specific actions, such as when former Vice President Joe Biden demanded the prosecutor looking into his son's company be fired. So really, quid pro quo seems to be the norm rather than the exception. The Ex-Im Bank loans money, the Ex-Im Bank, Export-Import Bank, loans money to foreign entities, the quid, and demands that the foreigners buy American-made goods, the quo. All right. Stay tuned for this quid, and we'll be back with a quo after this break.
Everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks, and we've got a bunch of folks on the call-in line here. Kevin in West Virginia, Pat in Texas, and Dr. Kelly in California. Hang on, folks, I'll get to you. I want to just throw a few more logs on the fire here. Here's a great tweet from Steve Scalise, retweeted by the president. Now, remember, a whole bunch of patriot congressmen, people like Louie Gohmert of Texas, I see his face right here in this picture, and Jim Jordan of Ohio, as Steve Scalise is talking. We'll listen to Steve Scalise in a moment. They did a great thing. Remember, the president put out a tweet. When are Republicans going to learn how to fight or start fighting back? Words something to that effect. Well, these guys heard that. And so you know what they did? When little Adam Pencilneck Schiff, Shifty Schiff, was running his kangaroo court star chamber secret session, witch hunt, in the little skiff, and that's the secured communications room, where, you know, highly encrypted, absolutely high, most highly classified information is revealed. And why is it called the skiff? Well, the damn thing has, you know, it's got a Faraday cage around it so that electronic transmissions can't pass through the walls. So if somebody in the skiff wanted to make a phone call, you can't. It can't get through the wall. or if somebody, some spy agency wanted to penetrate through the wall with a listening device or an electronic device, they can't. That's why it's a tiny room. Apparently, this ship charade is happening in a tiny room where everybody's crammed in. They probably are sweating like pigs with BO, with no room. It's not even a proper room for any meeting of anything more than a couple people. It's a room intended for small numbers of people to look at highly, highly classified material. There's no classified material in this witch hunt. Nothing classified. What it is it's a room where Adam Schiff can operate in the dark. That's as simple as that. And the Republicans have said, well, we'd like to have a transcript of what's said in here. They can't repeat anything they hear in there. They're sworn to that because it's supposedly highly secret what's going on in there, which is all bullshit. It's not. But because it's in this room, they can't repeat anything that occurs in this room. You see the insanity of this, and this is all engineered by Nancy Pelosi. An investigation as to an inquiry into impeachment is to be held in front of the Judiciary Committee of Nadler. But he doesn't have a secret room. And he's not Adam Schiff. So the Republicans today, dozens of them, basically stormed the room. They came down the stairs in their numbers yesterday, and they just marched into the room. In other words, they heeded the president's admonition. When are the Republicans going to fight back? Well, they fought back. They came down the stairs, and they marched right into the room. And Adam Schiff and some of them tried to say, you can't come in here. And they said, on what grounds? By what authority? They demanded to know. And little Adam Schiff couldn't cite an authority. He ain't got no authority. He's a criminal. So they said, by what authority? So the Republicans went into the room. And then what did these little nasty demon rats do? What did Adam Schiff and his little pack rats do? They all bugged out. They all fled from the room. Now, God bless the Republicans who stormed that room. Well done, folks, and keep it up. Keep going. Fight back. It is a war. Don't sit with your hands folded in your lap. Don't employ legislative decorum, collegiality, or any other such term. There's no collegiality here. This is a street fight. You need to come at these demon rats every way you can. Get in their rooms. Get in their faces. Call them out. Tell the world what they really are. And I love this. And now this brings up another topic. The president, this was generating heat today, and I love it. The president yesterday called these demon rats. What did he call them? Do you remember, folks? You want to remember these things that the president has said, because you're going to need to remember them in the future in case we don't have a leader who's this truthful anymore. You'll have to rely on your memory, because MSNBC, Joe Scarborough's not going to remind you. And Chris Cuomo, they're going to try to make it all go into the memory hall. He called all of those people human scum. Scum, he called them. That's exactly what they are. Scum. Thank you, Mr. President. That's fighting. Calling them scum. I love it. Now let's listen to Steve Scalise. Let's see what, and here's this whole group of Jim Jordan, but to one side, Louis Gohmert of Texas to the other side. Here they are.
But as we got in there, Adam Schiff got up and left with the witness. Now you think about this. If you walk into a room and you turn on.
Adam Schiff walked up with his rats and left. We'll be right back after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back, folks, and got about a half an hour left here. I'm just noticing, I'm looking at the president's Twitter account, and if I were able to get a message directly to our great president, it would be, Mr. President, please, 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 please don't ever stop tweeting, please, and don't ever relent, don't ever let up, keep the blowtorch on full flame. Keep these tweets coming. It's the greatest thing. It's tremendous. And of course, you know, of course our enemies, you know, they moan and groan and whine and whimper about the tweets. Of course. Absolutely. They're absolutely correct. These tweets are killing them. Beautiful, Mr. President. Keep the blowtorch on full flame. And so I'll tell you what. I mean, without the president's tweets, what would we have? Really, think about it. Nobody's tweeted before the president, before Donald Trump. No president seriously tweeted. So let me give you a series of these tweets that are incredible that I missed yesterday. Let me bring them back to you. Let me go over here and find them on another tab here of the sequence of tweets is really wonderful. Remember we mentioned the human scum. I looked up scum during the break here. It's from a Dutch, skoom, a Dutch word. The meaning, the metaphorical meaning that the president was using there is scum. An element of society regarded as being vile or worthless. Very good. Yes, indeed. Now, let's find the human scum tweet. Oh my gosh. Here it is. Yesterday. Now, this made news. The tweet itself is a Google News story because the president, he's not backing down. He's not apologizing. He should be ashamed of himself for calling these people human scum. Of course, it's what they are. You know, that's the Mr. Nice Guy crap that we've been forced to comply with for our whole lives. This has been the enabler for the demon rats and for these nasty people. Is that we have to treat them as if they're gentlemen and ladies, and we have to bow and bend and open the door for? No, we don't. No, we don't. These are our vile and worthless enemies. Here's his tweet from yesterday. The Never Trumper Republicans, think Mitt Romney and John McCain, think who else can we put in there? You've got your own favorites. Though on respirators with not many left, are in certain ways worse and more dangerous for our country than the do-nothing Democrats. Watch out for them. They are, and he's talking about the Never Trumper Republicans, they are human scum. I love that. Maybe at some Mitt Romney appearance or something, people could start chanting scum, scum, scum. Now the sequence that begins right after that. Here it is. Jim Jordan tweets and the president retweets. 435 members of the House. Only one knows who the, quote, whistleblower, unquote, is and who their sources are. Adam Schiff. Can you believe that? This obviously dishonest, slimy scum person who is the only person who knows who the supposed whistleblower is, who we already know by his own supposed words is not even a whistleblower. He's a column writer. He's an article writer who submitted a letter. That's not whistleblowing. Now, here's what Donald Trump says about this latest. Now, the deep state is stirring to its bowels. They were spewing up and emitting their most vile and worthless membership in a desperate effort to keep their deep state alive. So the president tweets yesterday, Never Trumper Republican John Bellinger represents as attorney Never Trumper diplomat Bill Taylor, who I don't know, in testimony before Congress. Do-nothing Democrats allow Republicans zero representation, zero due process, and zero transparency. Does anybody think this is fair? And then he says, now here's an important one. Listen to this. Let this sink in, folks. I've talked to you about, people will say, well, why doesn't Donald Trump just appoint 1,000 super patriots and then they just clean everything up and get it all done, right? Just lickety-split. Here's an answer, one part of the answer right here. Listen to the president. He's talking directly to you. We're out there wondering, why doesn't the president appoint all these great people that are out there somewhere to all these positions? Here's the president. He says this. It would be really great if the people within the Trump administration, all well-meaning and good, parentheses, I hope, end parentheses, could stop hiring Never Trumpers. Remember, Mitt Romney wanted the position as Secretary of State? Thank goodness the president turned him away. Could stop hiring Never Trumpers who are worse than the do-nothing Democrats. Nothing good will ever come from them. Now, this is one of the things that's plagued Donald Trump. He appoints somebody. One of the main jobs of someone that at the presidential level, you appoint somebody like Jeff Sessions. trusting the man, big mistake. One of Jeff Sessions' big jobs, maybe his biggest job, is to appoint a whole bunch of more people, including people like Rod the Rat Rodenstein. So the president, he doesn't get down to detail of appointing everybody. He appoints the big names, and then the big names appoint a whole lot of lesser names. But the president's trusting them not to appoint never Trumpers. And he had to state it here. I mean, that's kind of obvious, isn't it? But it's so bad, the president has to just say it out loud. So that was a key post by the president. Let's go to, let's go back to Rand Paul. Sorry, I interrupted his story. Here he is. All right, here's the engineer's asking me a question. Let's put a caller on, and then we'll continue with Rand Paul. Let's go to Kevin in West Virginia. Kevin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Mr. James. How are you today?
Great.
You were hitting on one of the reasons why I called in. I'm happy with what some of the Republicans storming Adam Schiff's, secret great star chamber. What a joke. This whole thing that Schiff is doing and Crypt Keeper Pelosi, what she's doing, they need to be arrested. This is, this is overthrowing the Republic. This is, one of the biggest jokes, and not only is this whole thing with impeachment, not only is this, trying to overthrow a duly elected president, but this is also a cover-up job for their corruption and, in Ukraine. That's what, it's a two-pronged thing. Yes, you're right. It's a cover-up job for their corruption in Ukraine, and the real whistleblower here is Donald Trump. Blowing the whistle on all of this corruption. He really is. And to answer another one of your questions.
Before you go to that, let me just say on your first point, you're more eloquent than I am. That was beautifully stated, my friend. Absolutely. It's a cover up slash hit job. It's a cover up and a hit. And the president said it best months ago when he put out a tweet. He said, did you ever watch that movie 300 about the King Leonidas and the Spartans fighting the Persians?
Yes.
You did. Remember that scene at the well in Sparta when the Persian emissary is there and he says to the King Leonidas that, we can make a deal. You can do well in this. Just don't fight us. And then I love the answer. You know where I'm going with this. But folks, if you haven't seen the movie 300, you want to watch it. And King Leonidas looks at he glares at the Persian emissary. He's basically offering him riches and power if he'll just sacrifice his people to the overwhelming might of the Persians who are coming in with hundreds of thousands of troops. And King Leonidas just looks at him and he says, this is Sparta! And then plants his foot in the middle of the Persian's chest and kicks him down the well.
Absolutely. One of the greatest.
What the president said. Here's what the president said in his tweet. I get all wrapped up in the words here. He said in his tweet, and now I'll speak it the way King Leonidas did, of the great leader of the Spartans. And Trump is our Leonidas, folks. He said in his tweet, this is treason. He tweeted it. He's talking about Pelosi, Schumer, and all the rest of them. It is. You're right. You're right, Kevin. This is treason. Now go ahead. You're going to another good point.
The other point that I was going to mention, you were asked who the demon rats were going to appoint, nominate as their candidate. We all know that answer. She's hasn't made it public yet, but it's going to be Hillary. Everybody knows this. I mean, there's nobody that's running that they want to put up front. Although, I will say, in my opinion, Chelsea Gabbard's probably the best out of the demon rats. I like her. For some reason, I don't like her stance on the Second Amendment. But if they're going to do this right, they need to put her up front. But they won't. They won't.
Well, yeah,
because Chelsea, they want Queen.
Yeah, Tulsi is an outlier. She's a burr under the Democrat saddle. And yes, she has spoken truth to power on a couple of points, especially she calls them the regime change wars. She keeps using that phrase to rub it in. She's beautiful on that. But you know, going back to your point here, it's going to be Hillary. I'll tell you what. If my life depended on it, I couldn't come up with a good forecast on who they're going to nominate. I tell you what, I think the people losing the most sleep, I don't think there's anything baked in the cake. I don't think there's any deal that's been struck. I think that the demon rats themselves, including Hillary, Joe Biden's not sleeping tonight. He's tossing and turning. Elizabeth Warren has the dry heaves. And Bernie Sanders is, you know, he's an inch away from his next stroke. These are heart attack, whatever it was. I don't think this is really a nail biter. And Hillary, you know, Hillary is going to have, if they go with Hillary, there are so many problems that she has. For instance, uranium one, for instance, the 33,000 emails. You know, all of this stuff, I don't believe there's any statute of limitations on the fraud and criminality that she, violations of the Secrecy Act and so on that she committed, whatever the legislation is. No, she's very indictable. So, boy, I'll tell you what, the demon rats are between a rock and a hard place. I'll tell you what, I'll give you my little peanut gallery thought. I think the demon rats at this point, it's starting to dawn on them that they're not going to win the presidency in 2020. And here's their play. Hang on to the House. Hang on to the House. And if they can do that, because they've already proved this is the case, if they can hold the House, they can stop at least half of everything Donald Trump would otherwise accomplish. Thank you, Paul Ryan, for losing the House. But if they can hang on, you know, if they can hang on. So I think Donald Trump's going to win in 2020. I think the real most crucial question after that one is settled will be, do we still have to put up with Nancy Pelosi? What did you call her? The Crypt Keeper?
Yeah, I called her the Crypt Keeper. Yeah.
The Crypt Keeper. That's pretty good. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi, the walking, talking zombie. Yes. Are we going to have to put up with her? Go ahead. Now go ahead. You had some more points to make.
I have one other question, and my question was actually directed towards Bernie Sanders. And my question was, hey, American healthcare ain't so bad since I put a stent in your heart.
Yeah, you know, two of them. I think he's two seen, stents.
Yeah, two.
He got two stents. Yeah.
Stent. I mean, just, two just stents. Saying, you know, our healthcare is not so bad, is it? I mean, kept him alive.
Yeah, and he's and
that's
he's
all
a,
I had.
Well, thank you, buddy. Thank you. I always appreciate your calls. Kevin in West Virginia. Okay, let's go to Pat in Texas. Pat, you're on the air.
Well, I don't want to start a conversation about this, but there are 23 million people in there with stents that don't need them, probably. They just need magnesium. All right. Let everybody chew on that one. I just wanted to say that Jay Sekulow says that the treaty that we have with Ukraine commands that we make sure there's no corruption. And
yes.
You know, the way I look at it, it's a contract is a contract. And it is a quid pro quo. Okay, I'll give you this money if you tell me, prove to me there's no corruption. What's
yes,
wrong with that?
Yeah,
it's called
exactly.
The art of the deal, ain't it?
Oh, and you know what? Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, the art of the deal. And Pat, and contract law. Contract law. You know, you, it's not a valid contract. If you don't get something,
we break
your
contract. We break ours.
Yeah,
that's one thing. And FISA is taking over to all the complaints about what they're storming. In 2016, Beto O'Rourke and Al Green led a sit-in, including sitting on the floor in the House of Representatives over gun control bill. And the Republicans turned the lights off, and the C-SPAN couldn't see what was going on. So Beto O'Rourke demanded everybody turn on their cell phone lights so C-SPAN could see it. Okay,
oh, that's funny.
The lawbreakers don't mind breaking the law. They don't mind breaking
funny.
The law. But if you go and you do the same thing,
Well, I've said this, Pat, that's something, you know, obviously you know it, and probably most of the people listening
know it. You know, I had to We had to deal with Beto O'Rourke there in Texas. I knew it, but how do you tell it? How do you get it out there?
Yeah,
how do you
exactly.
Get stuff out? I don't have a show.
Yeah. Hypocrisy.
I just want to say that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That Jay Sekulow has pointed this out. That treaty, I think we went with Australia and somebody else, the same way.
Now, thank you for reminding me about the Rand Paul article, which I'm going to complete here in just a second. I'm going to read more of it, and then we're going to go to Dr. Kelly. I'm going to read this because Rand Paul is pointing out just what you say, that, in fact, it is what the president is being accused of is doing his job. You know, here's the greatest president, aside from the fact that not only is he doing his job, he has done the greatest job of any American president in history in 2.5 years. He's done more for our country in every category, in every way, having to do with anything than any president we've ever had. And now you're going to impeach him and your impeachment charges in dealing with Ukraine. He's expecting these people to straighten up a little bit. He dares to ask about it. Yeah, but hang on.
Kurd thing the same way.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Pat, let's go to a break.
We break our side.
Let's go to a break, folks. We'll be right back.
Okay, I'll let you go.
No, let's go to the break.
And the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad.
6'6", 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. Everybody knew you don't give no lip to big bad Donald John Trump, that is. All right. Hey, let me just finish up with Rand Paul. I interrupted his article, which is just, it's absolutely brilliant, which is what you expect from Rand Paul. He said, listen to this. I'll just read the whole thing. It's so good. It's the real answer. He says, but Democrats opine that Trump made foreign aid, that is welfare, Rand writes, contingent on investigating a potential rival, which makes the whole quid pro quo exchange somehow an impeachable offense. But I've yet to hear Democrats complain about the money, quid, that Hillary Clinton paid foreign spy Christopher Steele to get dirt, the quo, on her political opponent, Donald Trump. Do Democrats really believe they can sweep the quid pro quo of Hillary Clinton and Christopher Steele under the rug and ignore it? The Senate should immediately commence public hearings. This is a senator saying this, that parallel the House hearings. The Senate should investigate the quid pro quo of Hillary Clinton transferring money to a foreign spy in exchange for the Steele dossier. Mr. Rand Paul is asking the senators to grow some balls here. Hillary Clinton should be compelled to answer under oath. Was there a quid pro quo? Yeah, come on, under oath. Let's go. Hillary, come on, Lindsey Graham. Let's have a hearing in your Senate Judiciary Committee. Let's get a subpoena, sir. Former CIA head and current Trump hater, that was me interjecting. Former CIA head and current Trump hater John Brennan should be summoned and asked, did you contact any foreign spy agencies or agents, active or retired, to investigate then-candidate Donald Trump? Was there a quid pro quo? Former FBI head and current Trump hater James Comey should be summoned and asked, did the FBI exchange money with a foreign spy to collect information on candidate Donald Trump? Was there a quid pro quo? If Democrats want the American people to believe Donald Trump did something wrong in asking Ukraine to investigate the $50,000 a month, and we now know it was at least $89,000 a month, that Hunter Biden was receiving, they will first have to admit that their fearless leader, Hillary Clinton, actually did much worse by paying a foreign spy, Christopher Steele, money for dirt on Trump. Intentionally fake. To convince the American public that their impeachment inquiry is anything other than empty partisanship, the Democrats will also have to admit that the Obama administration ginned up and purposefully spread the now discredited Steele dossier. Now, by the way, Rand Paul is wonderful. I love the man, et cetera. But notice when he says anything other than empty partisanship, do you notice how that doesn't have any power? That doesn't have any punch to it. Empty partisanship. No, the word that's needed there is bullshit. To convince the American public that their impeachment inquiry is anything other than bullshit, and then you can proceed from there. That's why these strong words are needed. The Mr. Nice Guy, and Rand Paul is one hell of a nice guy, but he knows how to fight too. And this is now not a conversation anymore. It's a fight. This is a down and dirty fight. And so to let the other side know that you're in the fight, you have to talk the way fighters talk, and fighters don't talk about empty partisanship. You can't even raise your voice saying that 12 syllable phrase. Hey, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you in this Trump clubhouse again tomorrow night. So long.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.